gentlemen, boys and ghouls, step right up. Behind this curtain lies a ghastly concoction of delight, horror, fantasy, and terror. Your every wish is our command. Your every whimsical desire brought to life. But I'm warning you, there's always a price. Welcome to the greatest show on earth!
Okay, everybody, welcome to this special edition of the Kurt and Jeff Show. I am Kurt.
Fuck you, asshole.
He's still butthurt about a comment on Facebook.
Still butthurt. It just went up a minute ago.
So?
I'm not butthurt about it.
Yeah.
The shit I just took made my butt hurt.
So you're butthurt. That
didn't make sense.
I rest my case.
It just took a second to register there. So you are butthurt. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I am. More butt sore than hurt. Wiping too much. Ate way too much vegetables.
You need to get you some of the baby wipes and wipe your ass with.
Nah, that feels weird.
It does. Your ass cheeks like slippery then when you come out.
It does.
It does when you get cum all over them or something.
I wouldn't. Oh. Any of our listeners out there that take it in the butt, tell us?
Yeah.
Is that what it feels like?
Yeah, you know, let us know. We do have a webpage, and we have Facebook and WordPress. Leave a comment. Let us know.
You notice that was nice. I didn't call you homos or nothing.
Butt pirates. Digging for gold. It's that brown gold.
Are there be butts to pirate around here? Shake well, that booty!
This is going to be the Fuck You Carl Part 2. God, I hate that fucking man.
And apparently Racist Rant Part 3 or something.
No, it's like Part 30.
I don't know, we're out.
Well, what episode are we on? I mean, it's like every episode.
We really aren't racist. We just use the slang terms.
Mm-hmm.
We miss the old times.
Yeah.
Where you could whoop your child's ass when they acted up.
You beat an old lady as long as the stick wasn't thicker than your thumb. Fuck yeah. What? That's what they do, that rule of thumb.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's what the thing means.
You I used
to be able to,
that.
Yeah, you used to be able to beat your old lady as long as the stick wasn't thicker than the width of your thumb.
Well, what happened if you had a big fucking... Look at that.
Yeah, if you had a big fat fucking thumb, yeah, you could beat the fuck out of her then. That wife learned. You know what you tell a bitch with two black eyes? Not already told her twice.
We were in Kroger one time. Me and Ronnie were walking down this chick. She went by. She had two black eyes. I looked at her. She's like, what? I said, I guess he told her twice. Fucking Ronnie lost it. She fucking laughing so hard she had tears coming out of her eyes and shit like that. That's fucked up. I said, but you're laughing.
Yeah.
She said, well, yeah, that was funny as fuck. Yep. I said, well, you know, opportunities in life don't present themselves that much for that kind of stuff.
Them good old days.
Guess he told her twice.
Okay.
Don't forget my ice cream sandwiches, bitch.
Okay, Carl. God, he's a fucking asshole. This has been going on for, God, probably 3-4 months now. The fucker keeps bitching at me to punch in and out every fucking order. Now, the thing is, whenever I cut an order at work, a lot of times I will be cutting 2 or 3 orders at one time. It's just quicker that way. If, like today.
Well, because a lot of times we'll get... They bring us a sheet out, and Kurt's probably has, what, 30?
Probably.
30 orders on at a time. Mine usually goes about 10
6
to
or
12.
7, yeah.
6, 7, 10, 12. It just varies on the month. Well, a lot of times we'll have orders that are pretty much identical, but there might be 1 or 2 other orders between them. Mm-hmm. But there's such a pain in the ass to cut that's just easier once you set it up. You cut all those orders in one shot.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about setup time. It's already set up. Run the extra parts through, get them done, set them to the side.
Right.
Carl don't see it that way. He wants everything, one order cut, one at a time. And now... If we were doing piece rate, yes, it would make a very big deal because, you know, our orders would be all over the place, what they're paying us, because we're getting paid per piece per hour.
We don't.
We're not like that. No, we are straight hourly, so it doesn't matter for us. But his big thing right now is that they're trying to redo all the times and stuff.
A time study.
Yeah. And I already talked to Alan about it, the big boss out there. He said he will let me know when they do a time study so I can cut all the pieces separate. But what Carl does is he's like, well, if you guys quit, the next person comes in and he's on piece rate, then he's going to be all screwed up. He ain't going to be able to get the rate.
That's like, your problem, yeah, not ours.
That's
we
not
quit.
My problem. Fuck it. I'll be out, yeah. I'll be out by then. But that's his big bitch. So I finished up an order yesterday. The only thing left is this one part. Now to make this part, I've got to take a piece of Luon, glue a 1-inch strip, 48 inches long of pine to it at one end, then glue a 1-inch strip of styrofoam on top of that too, and then wire cut the styrofoam so it goes from 3/4 of an inch at one end down to nothing at the other end.
Was that just 2 pieces you had set up yesterday?
I had set up. I had to glue. I had on underneath that wood.
Okay, that's what that
was. And Carl always wire cuts that piece because it's such a pain in the ass and he's such a fucking perfectionist. If I do it, he'll throw a fit and he'll come back and I'll do it 4 or 5 times so he's happy. So I always make him cut that part. So the whole order was done yesterday.
Is that what he was doing over there?
Yeah. Whole order was done but those parts. So I see him over there today and he came in and he wanted to use the table saw. I was like, well, let me get all these wood parts cut. Then you can use the table saw while I'm over at the other saw doing the rest of the order. And, you know, so he left for a while. I cut all my wood parts. He came back. I was like, hey, those 2 parts are left for that order I was working on yesterday. Can you wire cut those and then I can cut them down to size? So he goes over there and starts setting it up. And, of course, the piece of wood that we have for the wire cut, the pattern that we're using, he had wrote on there, make a new pattern because something was wrong with it from the last time. So he's over there. He spends like 2 hours doing that. Then he tells me...
What?
Cut little slices off the board so we don't waste the whole board so he can get this thing set up just right.
See, now, you had him do that, and he left to do that. Now, come Monday, I have 14 trombones to open. So mm-hmm. I'll be done with that in the first half hour. Then I'll be on my order that he's preparing shit for me.
And he won't have none of that prepared. And
none of it's going to be ready. I'm going to come in. I got to cut my birch.
It wouldn't have been ready had I not... did what I did.
Probably not, no.
Because he still ain't cut all that was pine down at all. He hadn't touched those fillets.
They're not fillets. They're fillets.
Fillets, whatever. Yeah, he got into you about that. Good 20-minute argument over how to pronounce it.
It wasn't an argument. I was egging that shit on. I'm an English major and I studied journalism. I knew exactly what I was fucking doing. I was just doing that to irritate the shit out of me. And it did.
So he's sitting here...
Fillet, it's fillet. I said, but it's spelled like fish fillet. They call that fillet, it's not a fish fillet. No, it's pronounced this way, fillet. I said, but it's spelled this way, so it should be fillet. It shouldn't have an I, it should have a U in there if it's fillet. He was just getting mad. He's trying to explain English to me.
And he's writing it all out because he can't talk.
I was standing there laughing because I know exactly what he was doing. I know exactly what he said. I was just. English is a fucked up language. Just like I before E, except after C. There, and there, spelled 3 different ways. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, I'm perfectionist about spelling and stuff too. You know, because he said I'm perfectionist about proper English and spelling. I said, oh, I am about spelling. I said, I gave up on English a long time ago when everyone else stopped caring about it. He walked away at that point.
But he's had me cut these little inch strips off of the big piece I had so you don't ruin the whole piece. And he's trying to get this thing matched up exactly.
Okay.
Now, when we cut these, you got to put an inch styrofoam underneath the parts and then cut them so they're raised up off. And he could not get that thing set up right. I mean, he ran 4 or 5 different through. He got mad. He started snapping the parts and throwing them on the floor.
And, he's strong enough to snap
yeah,
apart.
Yeah, surprised me. And he started getting all shitty.
But it's only a 1-inch strip, right?
Yeah, it's Luon. 1-inch strip of Luon, he could snap that. He had to work at it, but he could snap it. Getting all pissed about it and stuff. And while he's doing this, I'm still working on this other order. You know, I've worked on it all day today. Well, he gets done, and, you know, we finally get it set up, and it's not... The first one we cut wasn't perfect, but it was good enough, I guess. And we got them both cut. Well, end of the day, we go come down. I didn't put anything down that I worked on today. I just went ahead and put down the order from yesterday. I put that was complete. I put that was the last thing I worked on.
Okay.
We were getting ready to walk out of the shop. He comes, catches me at the door just as I clock out. I look at him, I'm off the clock, sorry.
Yeah, I was standing there when you did that. I said, I'm off the clock, what?
I was hoping to get the idea and not keep me there too long because, you know, we had shit to do. We wanted to hit some garage sales and shit today. The one day we wanted to actually go out and do something, he's wanting me to stay there and talk. So he's asking me, you know... And
he actually kept you there till everyone left the fucking parking lot but me.
And he's asking, like, well, what about this other order? What were you working on, you know, before this?
Right.
So I'm bullshitting him. I'm like, you know, I cut the little U-section and staple them together. It's like, you know, I did just when you were over there getting that wire cut set up, that was the only time I was working on it. The rest of the stuff was all on the other order. I was like, just put this order down complete for this week, and then next week I'll put this other order as complete. It'll take me another couple hours to get it done. But he leaves. I get out. All of a sudden, I get a text as soon as I pull out of the parking lot. You know, let me read this text to you. Go back. And Carl says, you cut all the OSB and the pine, plus you cut some angles and assembled. He's like, I'm going to start this order at 6 o'clock this morning because that's when you were cutting when I came back to see if you were going to use this table saw. I'm turning in 45 on the other order that we worked on today. The only thing he did was wire cut it. That was an order of 75 or something. So, you know, he's going to turn in 45 on that. And the parts that I was working on, he's going to turn in an order of 60 on. So now, next week, when I starting off, I've got to add two orders, do math, and figure all this shit out because he doesn't want to do it. And he's arguing about it. It's like...
It's the math that pisses you off.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. It's like... Well, no, it's the extra writing shit down and punching in and out. That's what pisses me off. Because like I said, I cut stuff in different orders. I got a lot of my orders, about probably 50% of the stuff I cut. I've already got half the order already cut sitting in boxes. I just got to go count it out.
Right.
So the times aren't going to be right anyway. And Carl doesn't understand that. And he throws a fit about this shit. And it's like, come on, you know. Doesn't matter. It doesn't affect my pay. It doesn't affect anybody else's pay. You're worried about it because of the, you know, the time thing.
See, I think you just... anytime... he runs out of shit to do out in the other area, he comes back and he fucks with our shit.
He does that a lot, like I said, and I know he does that on purpose.
And he comes back and he offers to help, but he's so much more of a hindrance than a helper.
It is. It takes twice as long when he's there than it does if he just leaves us alone.
Just like Monday, you know, I've got one thing to cut, and I still can't start building my order because he's not done with the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of building those boxes includes putting those bullets in there that he's not even a quarter of the way through yet.
No.
And that's just cutting the size. That's not cutting them in half on top of that.
And that's the other thing, the fillets and stuff he's cutting for you. Now, you had a box of them sitting underneath your counter over there. It was from the last order.
He said they were wrong. Some of them were thick enough that they're supposed to. Others were too thin and staples would stick out, and that's dangerous for them out there. I talked to Alan last time when I cut those. I said, some of these are thin, you know. I'm pounding staples down. He says, don't pound those staples down. That's their job out there. They're supposed to check that shit. They got a little hammer to knock that down. See, Carl's wanting me to do all that shit back here so they don't have to do as much out there so they can make their piece rate.
Right. That's the other thing,
and
too.
And fuck them.
Let me get on to that now. That's something else 2 days ago. Piss me the fuck off. We're sitting here. The fucking little Mexican bitch out there, the hot one, that I want to fuck. She comes walking back. She walks back there and she has these Bellin cardboards that I cut and a couple of pieces of wood. Walks back there, sits them on my table, turns on, goes back out there, goes back to work.
Okay.
And she put them right where they're supposed to be, where the extras go and all that stuff, walks back out. Carl comes over, jumps my ass. You're just costing her time now. She's on piece rate and she has to bring your stuff back here. That's taking time out of her work to bring your stuff back.
He's done that to me before, too.
And I'm like, dude, first off, if I didn't cut enough, then she'd have to stop and wait for me to cut more. So why not just cut extra so she can bring it back? She's walking from one side of the shop to the other and back. That's not killing a lot of time.
They all take an extra 5 minutes at every fucking break, and they all stand around and bullshit with each other out there. Don't even feed me that shit that we're costing them time.
Yep.
They take an extra 15 minutes on break every day. They clock in 2 minutes before the buzzer goes off, and then they do not leave until 5 minutes after the buzzer's gone back that they're supposed to be back at their station working.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still sitting there bullshitting and doing everything a Mexican that they do.
Yep. And that's what I said.
All of them.
That's Carl
all
for you,
of
though.
Them do that.
And like I said, with them fillets and stuff, you watch, he's going to cut the exact amount that you're going to need, and you're going to have any left. You might have one or two extra. That's it. He will not cut any extra.
See, once you start cutting them in half, that's where I lose them.
Yeah.
Because these Full 8s. We get a 1x. Is this by 6?
Yeah, 1x6.
1x6 board, and we got to cut it down to 3/4
by 3/4, and then you split that in half.
And then we have to split diagonal. That in half. Well, it's pine. It's full of knots.
Yep.
So once we go to start splitting them in half, diagonal, in half, half of them break because it'll hit a knot, and it just snaps. And then I can't use it. I got to throw it away.
And then not even that. You can start, then at the end, you got to make these little angle cuts at the end, and if they're not perfectly right, then it's either too long or too short.
And that's what he bitched about, that extra box I had. He said he couldn't use most of them because they weren't right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, that last order that went through, this was when he was sick and wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Over half the ones I went through used those.
Yep.
And they worked just fine.
Yep. So, Alexa, he's a perfectionist on everything.
I mean, I had an extra 150, mm-hmm. 150, 200 cut in that extra box. And he's telling me I can't use them.
Yep.
And I'm saying he's full of shit.
Just like when I was doing that wire cut today, you know, he did a couple of them, and he'd set it up next to the sample, and it would be off by, like I said, like a 16th, if it was even that.
Well, see, and that's why
and
he's cutting,
like, no, it's not
he's
right.
Cutting the fillets, because I asked him yesterday, mm-hmm. I started cutting the lids, the tops and bottoms. I had to cut 250 for each order, because it's two orders, 125, you got to double it for top and bottom. I said, or do you want me to start the fillets, whatever you want to fucking call them. Fuck, we're calling them fillets from now on, because that's how it's fucking spelled. Spelled just like a fish fillet is.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, he said, no, I'm cutting all those. Okay, fine. He said, just get me when you're done.
That's what, 2 days ago, right?
That was yesterday.
Yesterday, okay.
He probably cut...
If it's in that box, he maybe cut 30, 40 maybe.
There might be 40 or 50 in there.
Yeah, it's not
that's,
many.
So cut in half, that's about a maybe... 80 to 100 total.
And you still got
to
cut them in half and do the angles. And
well, I got to do two orders of 125. That's 250. There's four of those that go in each one of those. So mm-hmm. 250 times four.
1,000.
Is that? Yeah, that's 1,000. He's got maybe 100 of them.
Yep.
Well, no. He's got the 3/4 by 3/4. About 50 of those cut. This has got to be cut in half.
So it's got to be cut in half and the angle cut at the end.
Whenever I do those, that's probably a 4 to 6 hour job just mm-hmm. to make those, to cut them all down and cut them all in half.
I guarantee it'll take them almost a week to cut.
Well, see, I can't start building the boxes. I'm going to be ready to build the boxes Monday morning.
You're going to have to go over there and cut them because he ain't going to have them done.
Yeah, he won't have them done, but I'll tell you what he's going to have me do. He'll cut the 3/4 or 3/4 and then he's going to want me to call him when I get a cut them in half and he's going to set it up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to keep checking them to make sure they're cut perfect.
Yep.
Alan's our boss, and he hates to do these boxes to begin mm-hmm. with.
Alan's a big
almost
boss.
Almost as much as I do, because he's got to work on them also. Mm-hmm. He's got to come out there and
sew. So,
this time he's teaching a sewer how to do that. He's tired of doing it. Now Carl's going to be perfect. And these things... An order 125 literally will take me about a week to build because there's so much little petty detail shit in it. Just like these fillets. Mm-hmm. We got to take a 1x6, cut it down to 3/4 by 3/4. Then we got to take that, cut that in half. Then we got to take those after they're cut in half. And then we got to shave off each corner of it.
Each end, yep.
With another pattern in there. So just to make those fillets takes four
six
different
cuts.
Steps.
Yeah.
Six different cuts on there. And that's just for one part of the box. And then I got to build the box. Then I got to glue these on one side, fasten them in there. Then I got to glue the other side, fasten tops and bottoms to it. Then, after it dries, I have to take them to another table saw and shave off part of the corner in order to run it through a giant router. And after it runs through the router, then it goes to the sander. Then it goes to the saw to open this up. Now, I got to build 250 of these and do this on every one of them. So it literally takes a week to do one order of 125.
So we got one part out there. It's you take a 6 millimeter birch, and I cut it like 32 inches long, shave off, you know, make these little round cuts on each end, put two pieces of wood, one on each end. Well, now then you got to take that on each end, you've got to cut off at a diagonal so it fits in a box. The only thing it's for is that when you put it in the corner, it doesn't stick up. So you gotta, it's like six different cuts on the saw. Carl Carl's trying to show me this on the table saw, and he's like bending the blade, turning on this and that, picking up, and you're cutting them like, you know, you're picking up, again, like I said, six different times to do all these different cuts. I'm like, I can take it down to the sander one time, just sand them, throw them in a box, and I'm done. Well, they got to be perfect. Got to be at this 45 degree, and he's trying to build me these fixtures and stuff. Alan comes over and looks at it. He's like, it's you know, just for clearance. He's like, nobody even sees it. He's like, why are you building a fixture? Carl's like, because it's got to be perfect. Otherwise, it'll stick up. And Carl's like, let him do it. And I went through and did it my way, and it was perfect. I mean, they can't bitch. I throw them in a box. And it's like, you know, stuff like that annoys the shit out of Carl. You know, and then that, so since that happened, then he comes over with the other parts. Well, this isn't exactly right. You got to change this. And that was the one that he built that big fixture for so I could cut the angles out on all the 32-inch pieces. And I still just tape them together to cut it because it's easier.
You know? Tape it, and then, yeah, you run it through the jigsaw and just cut it.
You tape it, and you use the jigsaw.
This is the part, the problem with Carl, is he's such a fucking perfectionist on this shit when it doesn't have to be perfect. It has to be done within a certain... We have a certain parameter we can build within. Mm-hmm. And it's like a 16th of an inch. And he bitches when it's a 32nd off.
Yeah. He will bitch about that.
Literally. Yeah. He will say it's a 32nd off, but it'll probably work. Well, no shit, it'll work.
Another thing,
one 32nd off.
He will make these fixtures out there. You don't use it too much. I got a lot of fixtures I got to use. And he will build these fixtures, and he will build them so tight that a lot of times the wood won't fit in the fixtures.
Yeah, if the wood warps
the slightest little bit.
Which, to the weather in Indiana during the summer where it's 90% humidity.
Yeah.
They and it warps. Fit.
And he'll build these fixtures that tight where you can't get into it and use them. And then you got to, you know, break the fixture or build a new one. And then he gets mad at you because it's not right.
I ran into that the other day on the jigsaw, or last week when I was cutting your foam.
Mm-hmm.
And the one piece, he said, put the extension piece on there. It slides right over the glide, and then you put it up on there. Well, it was swollen, so it was the bottom kicked out further than the top. So I'm cutting these, and I'm looking at them, and the cut is angled. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there, I'm moving it, trying to move it and whatnot, and I'm looking at it. It's because the wood's swollen where one of the pieces is stapled together. So it goes off by about...
probably an eighth on that.
About a 16th on the top, but it swelled up so much at the bottom where it sits on there that it was off almost close to an eighth when I was cutting it. So I was having to run the pieces through twice. I was running it through and had to flip it over, run it through again, so it would even itself out.
Oh, that's another thing too. You know, we got two jigsaws set up in their bandsaws, and we got one that we use just to cut wood on. And that's one down at the other end. The other one we got just for styrofoam
and plastic.
And plastic. He come up to me today, he's like, the one down there for the styrofoam, the blade's getting dull. I'm like, dude, no, it's not. I was like, I can run 100 pieces. When it gets dull, it starts going in.
Right.
So you can still run it. He's down there trying to cut wood on it. Of course, you ain't going to cut wood. It's dull. Styrofoam will dull the shit out of a blade real quick. Quicker than wood will.
So will cardboard.
Yeah.
So quit running on my table saw.
Fuck you. But yeah, he wants me to change the blade. I'm like, no, I'm not going to change that blade. I'm going to let it sit there for another 2 or 3 months.
Ain't that fucked up? The two softest things we carry... cardboard and styrofoam dull the blade the quickest.
Yep. Because they're made for wood.
It's fucking wrong.
So, yeah, like I said, he pulled me off to the side into the day-to-day bitching about that and then sending me that text. Like I said...
The blade just got changed on that like 2-3 weeks ago, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not dull yet.
No, it's not. They change it whenever they put that new bolt on. Put a new blade and everything.
Well, seeing like... He switched my sanding paper on my big belt sander. Mm-hmm. It used to have a coarse grit, and the coarse grit will last forever because it's coarse. Mm-hmm. He switched it over to fine grit. So I get maybe a third of the use out of it than I used to on the other one because it dulls out because it's fine grain.
Mm-hmm.
And I do so much sanding on there, and what I, you know, I got to sand all the corners, so I got to rotate the box on there, and it just dulls the shit out quicker than shit because it just eats that paper up because it's not coarse.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tried to even talk to him about it yet. That's something to bring up with Alan.
So. Yeah, that's something you take up to Alan. Cause like I said, if you tell Alan about it, he normally fixes it pretty good. You know, he knows about Carl.
Him or Scott.
Yeah, either one of them.
Scott won't even go to Carl. Scott will just say, well, all right, I'll make it happen.
Yep.
Scott is the owner's son.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he jumped on us that one day over there being... Jeff's sitting around talking. Yeah, we were bullshitting about fucking Scarefest coming up. But he comes in, busts us talking. And I mean, as soon as he walks, as soon as I see him, I turn around and start walking back towards my machine. He comes over there, writes me this little note saying, Jeff's really so far behind, you can't be talking to him. He's too far behind. Yeah. And I'm like, just last week they pulled him off what he was doing to help me so I can get ahead some. He can't be that far behind.
They pulled back and they pulled me off on a Monday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So from late Monday afternoon all the way till Friday.
Jeff was my little bitch.
I was Kurt's little bitch for the week.
But he did very good. I will say,
but it was monkey work too.
Oh, it was easy. And you did very. You helped me out a lot. I will give you that. You did a great job.
Until Carl got involved.
Until Carl got. That's what pissed me off. If you listen to the Fuck You Carl part one. Oh my god! Seriously, I've never been so close to just snapping out and saying "Fuck you, get out of my shop." Oh man, he had me going. And Alan knew it. Alan, you saw him. He come back that second day. He stayed with me for a good hour, hour and a half. He knew I was ready to snap. And that's one thing about Alan. He will come back here and calm you down some. Because like I told Alan, you know, he came in that Monday. And I had the weekend. I cooled down a lot about it over the weekend.
And then he started right back up.
As soon as he came in Monday morning, the first thing I told Alan, I was like, you do realize it took Jeff and Carl 3.5 hours to cut one part that it would have took me 30 minutes to cut. I was like, I would have blown through that no problem at all. And he wanted to show him how to do it and do all this stuff. I was like, you know... And it wasn't that he pulled you off there. You know, I thought about it over the weekend. It wasn't that, because, I mean, he's the boss, he can do that. It was the fact that he didn't even ask me or tell me or say anything about it. You know, because Alan had said, you're in charge, you show him what to do, you cut what Kurt tells you to cut. And then he didn't even ask me if he had a plan set up, didn't ask me what was going on. None of this shit, he just walked over and took over. You know, that's just rude, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and
the least he could do is come over and say, hey, what's
going
on?
He made sure when he came over, he says, I'm just teaching you how to do this. I'm not telling you you're doing it wrong or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote it on his pen. I'm like, okay, whatever. But, yeah, he slowed me way, mm-hmm. way down because he there's a way Kurt chose me to do it, which most of the time Kurt is ahead, mm-hmm. time-wise, from what the job is supposed to be, and then there's the way Carl shows it, which is just painstakingly long.
Mm-hmm. And the whole thing with Carl is he's got to be a perfectionist. And me, it's like, you know,
well, and like
when we were working, we did those two orders that we were doing, they're basically the same thing. The only difference is I had two extra foam pieces to cut on that second order.
Everything else
was the same.
Right.
And we blew through that first order in like an hour, hour and a half tops. We had it all done. This other order took us a day and a half to do because Carl got in there and started messing around.
Well, because he didn't let us do it the way...
We were planning on doing it. Like I said, you know, you do part, I do part. You know, we work good together.
But, you know... But the other week I showed you that... A thing. It was on Facebook. It said,
2 + 4 = 6 and 3 + 3 = 6. Both are the same answer. You get the same way.
Right. Both come to the same outcome or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your mind open to other people's point of view. And pretty much, Alan's like, as long as you get the end product, I don't care how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just get it done.
And like
we have one boss telling us, you got free reign, just do it however. Mm-hmm. Just get it to
the big boss.
From point A to point B. Then you got the other boss.
That we see once or twice a day. Then we got the other boss that we see all day long.
And he's saying, nope, just do it this way. This is the only way you can reach it, when mm-hmm. it's not. And some of the stuff Kurt does is a shortcut. And it works. And it's not a dangerous shortcut. Unlike Javier and some of the shortcuts he taught me.
Oh, yeah. Some of that shit he was doing. I'm telling you, he would jump up there. Those big boxes you're doing now. He would line 6 or 7 of those up, jump up on this table. And it was worse. Carl fixed it. When he was up on it, that whole table would sway and forth.
I've seen him do it.
And he would be up there, you know, balancing, you know, surfboard style, knocking these things down. And if I sat on that table, it would break. And he's up there walking around on it.
You'll never see me jump up on a table.
No.
It doesn't matter how much I weigh.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. And he would do shit like on a table saw.
Push through like 10 pieces of wood at a time.
Right, on the 6mm. And really...
5 to 6 is the most you want to do.
5 is pretty easy. Mm-hmm. 6 and 7 is pushing it, but if that you only have to cut 6 or 7 pieces, then mm-hmm. you go ahead and throw it on there. But that's pushing it because it bogs the blade down, mm-hmm. and the blade doesn't matter how sharp it is. If you push that much wood through, it'll grab it.
Mm-hmm.
and it's not a weak table saw. It will fucking launch shit across the room.
I got hit in the throat with a piece of wood today. I did. It nailed me right in the fucking throat.
I got nailed in the jaw a few weeks ago. One of the little, just a little quarter inch piece off the side. It's just enough that it doesn't catch the guide. So it goes across, and then when it separates from the blade grabs it and it flies. And it just shot it up and went whap right off my jaw. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I think I just broke my jaw.
You know what the difference between cum and mayonnaise is? Mayonnaise don't hit the back of your throat at 30 miles an hour.
Oh. That's just nasty. That's a pretty hard shot at 30 miles an hour.
Well, they clock that shit. No, it comes out like 30 to between 30 and 45 miles an hour when it leaves your body.
It's one of the fun facts, like, dogs only shit north and south, right? Mm-hmm.
Magnetic north and south. It's true.
You know what's fucked up? You brought that up. I'm walking through. I'm sitting there at the break at the table in our area where I take my break. Kurt walks up. Normally he walks up, says fuck you. He just walks over and I'm like, what? Do you know dogs only shit facing north and south? What? What the hell brought that up? 2 days later, I shit you not. 2 days later, I read cracked.com. They come up with some funny fucked up articles on there. They show up on my newsfeed. It says, did you know dogs only poop facing north and south? I'm like, what the fuck? It's like 10 interesting facts you didn't know about dogs or some shit like that. And that chums up my feet. I'm like, what the hell, man? Twice? In just a couple days? You know dogs only shit facing north and south? At that point, I'm like, all right, I got to click on this and fucking read it now.
But, yeah. Like I said, the main thing with Carl, like I said, with me, at least lately, you know, past week, has been that punching in and out thing, and it's like, it doesn't matter, you know? I understand for him it does a little bit, because he has to do all these time sheets and time studies and stuff for him, and his big thing, he kept saying, what makes me look bad? He's like, you know, one week you'll work at, you know, 36 hours, you know, worth of work, the next week you'll be at 50 or 60 hours.
You've never worked less than fucking 40 hours
a
week.
Yeah, I never have.
That. But you keep track of it.
I keep track of it. I know what I did.
Almost every week's at least 46 hours.
And I'm figuring out at the $13.07 an hour. He has to figure out at day rate, which is $9-something an hour. So I'm even higher than what my thing says. Shit. So yeah, you're supposed to be working at day rate. I always figure out what I work, because, you know, if I'm working below what I'm supposed to be paid, then I'm not doing my job. I shouldn't be getting paid that much. That's how I see it. So I always want to do at least what I'm getting paid for.
Okay,
but he tries to figure that shit out. And he does all these things. I mean, one week he went in there when we were arguing with him about it. He's always got to prove his point. I mean, one time we were...
This man will take 6 hours of a day to prove his point that you wasted 5 minutes of time.
Yep. He did that. We were cutting the marching cases. And now we've got like 8 marching cases that we cut. And each one of them goes from anywhere from 12 inches to 13 and a half inches, these parts. And they all got to be angled to fit in the box.
Right.
So I've got one fixture that does the angle, cuts both sides of it.
Happy hour's only for another half hour.
Yep. Have to go get our food. I use one fixture that cuts all these parts at this angle. Well, he throws the fit, that's not the right angle. I'm like, there's an inch difference over here. If it's a bigger part, it's going to be a different angle than if it's a smaller part. Like, oh, yeah, I can, not real. I argue that what? I was like, you know, it's only an inch and a half, that's not going to change the angle that much. It's worked for 2.5 years. Why bitch about it now?
Because he had nothing better to do.
He spent like 3 hours cutting parts at different heights and widths, showing me that it was a different angle. I'm like, come on, I don't give a fuck. I really don't. And then, but then after he shows me all that, he's like, you know, they'll still work. You can still use that one fixture. I was like, so what's the point?
What was the whole fight about? It still works.
Yeah. He had to prove his point.
Carl can be, what's the word we're looking for?
An asshole.
That one will probably work too, but that's not the word I was looking
for. Anal retentive?
Sure, we'll go with anal retentive. That works pretty good.
But I mean, just with the time card, he went over there couple of weeks ago, he wrote down everything that I did for the past month and broke it down by how many hours was on my time card. And he was showing me, he's like, yo, these parts here, you know, you got paid $26 a part. These parts here, you got paid $6 a part. And it's like, who cares? I'm not getting on piece rate. I'm getting the same no matter what. Yeah, but when Dave sees that the owner, you know, he doesn't look at that. He just, you know, well, you're making $26. I'm going to change the rate on that and drop it down.
Fine. It still doesn't affect my hourly pay.
Yeah, that's why I said it doesn't affect me, but, well, it's going to affect the next guy that comes in after you.
Hey.
That's after me. I don't give a shit.
If you can get the guy hired in at whatever rates you're going to pay him at, and he's willing to do it, more power to you. That's, you know.
But he argues with it and says that's not right for the next guy. It's like, I don't give a shit about the next guy. And he argues about the stuff we do affects the people out there that are on piece rate. And it's like, I don't give a shit about them.
You know, they could fucking care less about us back here, so why should we give two shits about them out there? He's given me that shit too before. One of my things was slightly off, or I needed to put putty in something or something like that. And he gives me this long speech about how would you like it if you cut all your parts and they screwed something else up and then you had to recut them. And I said, I'd have to recut them.
Yeah.
So, you know, again,
I'm on hourly. Yeah.
I don't care. I'll cut them again.
The one that pissed me off the most is we had these parts. It was a star. You put an insert. I got to cut all the inserts down. And then you put this piece of, it's a piece of pine with a 6mm on top that goes out. It fits underneath the pine. The insert sits on top. Now, this pine cannot be past the insert. It's because it won't fit in the box right. It's got to be even with the insert. If you cut it to the size that it is in the book, the insert is always a quarter inch shorter than what the pine is. So what they would do is they would fix a pine to the insert, and then they'd send the parts back, and I have to shave that quarter inch off the end of the wood every time. This happened 4 or 5 times in a row. So I was like, fuck it, then I'm just going to go ahead and change the paperwork, take that quarter inch off so it don't come back.
Okay.
He comes back and starts bitching now, because the insert that they used to put the foam on there, now the wood don't fit on the insert. I'm like, the fixture that they're using, the wood don't fit on the fixture right. I'm like, so, but the foam fits on it right now. Now it's perfect. Yeah, but now I got to change the fixture. I'm like, so fucking change the fixture. Why send it back to me to do more work?
Right.
You know, and that's Carl for you, though, because I'm so far ahead now, he's going to slow us down. And we've talked about it before. Like I said, I think he does that shit on purpose.
Yeah, anytime we start overtime. Anytime we start to get ahead, he comes back and he starts nitpicking and tearing stuff apart to slow us, that slows us down.
Mm-hmm.
We end up having to redo something or go through, you know, like me, he'll find a mistake and I'll have to go through and fix 60 fucking boxes.
Mm-hmm. Just because, like those little parts, you know, he had just push up there and make them square. And, you know, he threw a fit about that. And then, granted, when we were originally doing them, originally we didn't glue them. Then he threw a fit because they would fall apart in the box. And Peggy would bring me 2 or 3 of them back because the staple gun that we had was shooting the staples too hard. And they would fall apart. Mm-hmm. Well, we fixed that problem. So now we don't have to glue them. So he brings them back to me again to fix them. I was like, Carl, come here, look. Push them like that. They're fixed. So all you got to do is push them. Well, it'll break the glue. So I was like, they're not glued. I was like, none of these are glued. Well, they're supposed to be glued. He's throwing a fit about it. And, you know, I even went and got Peggy. I was like, how many of these are broken in the box? She's like, maybe 2 every order. I'm like, I can fix those in 2 seconds. A couple extra staples in the back. And she's even Peggy said, yeah, that's fine. I can bring 2 or 3 back and he'll fix them right there. No slowdown, no problem. Carl's wanting them glued. And that's when he wrote, just fucking glue them on just glue the damn things on his little boogie board. I was like, no, I'm not gluing them. And I told him that. He got mad, walked away. He turned around, walked away, stormed off.
I was there for that one. That was
like, I'm not gluing them. I was like, it doesn't need to be glued. It wasn't glued when I started. There was a reason we started gluing them. We fixed that problem so we don't have to glue them. And now I've got 2 boxes filled up with those parts sitting there, so if anything's wrong, we just go over there and grab another one out of the box. And it pissed him off. He came over a couple of days ago, and Alan's like, you got any of them 1x2x3 styrofoam cut? Like, yeah, I still got like half a box over there. Like, good, we knew though, you gotta count them out. Carl didn't like that, I had to just count them out or whatever. And he brings it back again. He got pissed about that too on my time card. He brought them back and he's like, we need this order, you know, 230 of these pieces. I had to sit there and count out 230 little pieces of styrofoam. So I didn't even clock in or out for that. I just added it to whatever order right underneath the order I was working on.
Yeah, it was what, 10 minutes?
Yeah. Why didn't you clock in and out on that? He's like, you had to count them out? I was like, I just had to count them out. Well, you still had to count them out. Like, I don't care about 10 minutes. It, you know, it's going to take me longer to walk back and forth the time clock than it is to count those out. You know, and you just can't tell him that.
He's all worried about the old way.
Yeah. Javier, have you seen his time cards? He has 3 or 4 every week. Because all Jesus. The shit he works... Jesus, yeah. And he'll have 3 or 4. I saw him when he was working over there last time.
Yeah, he had like 2 of them when he was working back in our area.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I said. I mean, they're filled up because he does it every time because he's piece rate. I couldn't do that. That's why I'm on this hourly. It's easier. Yeah, I would make more money if I went to piece rate.
Most of the time, I only get 1 time card per week.
That's all I ever get.
It's usually filled out right to the bottom with maybe 1 or 2 spaces, but it usually takes up every last
space.
That's
how mine is most of the time. The biggest one I ever had was I had 3 one time because he had me do all them tubes that we were cutting, and he had me list them all separate.
Well, really, I mean, if you really want to be a dick, we do so much more than any of the ones out there on piece rate do. They do, all of them have 1 particular job. Yep. They have different cases they do it to, and it changes a little bit.
But it's basically 1 thing they do.
Javier puts on frickin' little corners and...
the nuts and bolts of it.
Nuts, bolts, and handles and mm-hmm. shit. Another girl just laminates. Another girl just cuts the shit that goes on the lamination. One just fucking...
cuts
the sewing.
The felt. Okay. One sews, one covers.
Back there, I gotta cut the wood. Then I gotta fucking do whatever. Notch it if it's gonna have to be notched. Pound it together. Put it together. Then I gotta fucking route it. Then I gotta sand it. Then I gotta open it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every box I'm doing at least 5 steps to build these things in different stations. I take up 1 whole side, you take up 1 whole side. But our wood shop is probably, what, 75 foot long?
75, 80 feet by
80 feet
40 or 50.
By 40 or 50, and one side's divided right up the middle. One side Kurt has all of to do all his foam and stuff projects, and I have the other side all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
And we start it from the end and build it from raw materials up. All they do is get a box and they do 1 thing to it and they fucking pass it on.
Yep.
But that's why I do not give 2 shits about any of them out there and what they
do. And even Peggy, like I said, she's over all of them out there. And she come back and she'll talk to me. She's got to the point now where if Carl's in the back, she'll look and see if he's back there. If he is, she'll just wait till he leaves and then brings the shit to me.
Right.
Because she's seen that, you know, if she takes it to Carl, he's got to pull the sample. He's got to compare the sample. He's got to get the paperwork. See if the paperwork's correct. Mm-hmm. All this stuff before he even comes to me. When she can just bring apart, hey, I need 2 more of these parts, or this is just a little bit off, can you recut
it? Pop, 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 here you go.
You know? And that's just how she is.
That's how they should be.
Mm-hmm. And Monday, when Alan was over there for the hour or whatever, Peggy came in, she went to my box where I keep all the little pieces of cardboard that I got cut extra. She was digging through it. And he said something, he's like, yeah, well, you know, I could make Peggy your boss. I was like, yeah, please do that. She's standing right there, too. I was like, dude, she's so much better than Carl. Like, she just brings the stuff back here, fixes, and I fix it. I was like, I ain't got to go through a 30-minute tutorial of why it's fucked
up. Or the times I've worked with her. She'll show me the job. So she'll turn me loose on it. She'll check back. Any questions? Nope. They all working out pretty good? Yeah. She'll grab a sample, check it real quick. Okay. And she'll go off. Carl will sit there for 2 fucking hours and watch you pull every piece and measure it and check it. Check it again. Check it a third time. And then tell you it's a 30-second off. Mm-hmm. Adjust this a little bit. Really?
Yep.
You prick? A 30-second?
And like I said, when you're doing that wire cut stuff, I mean, it's...
And trust me, any layman out there, a 30-second means nothing to you. A 30-second is...
And I'm talking foam. He'll bitch about it on foam. And foam, you know, has give. I mean, a 30-second doesn't matter at all on foam.
Well, it doesn't matter on the wood either. No. Actually, a 30-second on the wood can make it not fill in a fucking fixture.
Right.
If you don't build it right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to the normal person out there, a 30-second is that little tiny gap that you'll get between your window and the windowsill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just barely see light through it.
That's what I said. I mean, when he sits there with that foam, and so much stuff can change the foam. You know, the pattern might be exactly right.
Right.
But if the wire ain't on tight enough, or if it's too loose, it's going to hang down. Some of the center is not going to get cut right. If you move it too fast across there, that could drag it, make it not cut right. If you turn the heat up too high, it could burn away too much. All this stuff adds into it, and he's trying to worry about, you know, a 30-second. It's like, who cares? Do they all look the same? Do they work?
You know, most tape measures don't even go down to a 30-second. You got to pay extra money for that. All you got to do is take your tape measure, people out there, look at a 16th, and I'll cut that in half. Mm-hmm. That's a 30-second. That's pretty small.
Yep. And that's my thing. I mean, the question should be, will it work? Not, is it perfect? You know, plain and simple.
Well, see, and even like...
we're going to pause for a second. We're going to run over here. We're going to hit the Dairy Queen. We'll actually record on the way and everything that way we can finish this up and get out of here for today. But we'll be back in a second. Okay, we're back. We're going to run over to the Dairy Queen real quick and get our happy hour drinks.
Because we're pigs.
Oh, fuck yeah. I want a chocolate milkshake. Yeah, basically, like I said, Carl's an asshole. Fuck him. Fuck you, Carl. You actually told Alan, too. You're like, yeah, we did a special episode about fuck you, Carl. So you know he's going to probably be listening to some of these.
Yeah, he just kind of laughed and shook his head and walked away.
Like I said, he knows. He came over there that Monday because he knew I was ready to snap on him. You know, it's just don't be such a fucking perfectionist. I'm sure we'll have some more of these episodes coming up. You know, probably every 3-4 months we'll do a fuck you, Carl episode. This will actually be a full-length episode. We're going to do a special edition, but shit, we're pushing 45 minutes of bitching about him, so... I'll go down for a week. I'll kill a week. And it's what? Me and Jeff, so you don't have to just listen
you
to
are.
Us. I fucking hate the man.
You're the one bitching, not me.
Do you blame me? You were there. You saw the shit going on. So we'll go ahead and close it out then for this week. Have fun. Don't be a dick. Like Carl. That's been the Kurt and Jeff Show. I'm Kurt.
And it only hurts the tip goes in.
Gotta throw that in. Have fun. See you next week. Yeah.